Welcome to another amazing episode of the Path to Podcast Success with your host, audience building and fear-crushing podcast expert, Evan Bradley Johnson. Every single week, Evan has powerful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and business owners, revealing the podcast strategies they use to grow their subscribers and sales, and how you can use your podcast to finally get to that next level. Now, turn on your mic and let's start down the path to podcast success.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being willing to come on.
And thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm always excited to be on podcasts. I love it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Same here. So, Chris, I'd like to start off in the same place with all my guests, and that is by asking you, what was your biggest fear of podcasting when you were first starting out, and did that fear end up coming true?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. My first fear was just not having a good show. Like, I feared not having people not listen, but what scared me was not being good at doing interviews and not being good at the content part, just not being good. But I realized it was kind of the same thing when I started basketball. Like, you're not going to be good in the beginning. You have to practice to get better. And I quickly realized, like, okay, let me just keep doing this as much as I can. Like, when I started podcasting, I just kept going and going and going and going. Thousands of hours now. And that showed me the fear was really, it was a mental thing. It wasn't real at all.
Yeah, I get it. No, I mean, that's true. And also, and I feel like the hard part with podcasting is that whole journey is broadcast. Because you're really like, you know, like with when you're practicing for something like, say, basketball or a musical instrument or something like that, it's like you're just practicing in private in your room or practicing by yourself or maybe, you know, with a team or something, but that's fine. But podcasting, I mean, episode one, I mean, it's out there. People listen to it, which makes it a little bit more.
Yes. Yeah. Difficult. And that's the part where you're like, oh my God, I have to share this with the world. Like, that's kind of scary. But man, I try to tell people, don't let any of that stop you, man. Like, podcasting changed my life. It's one of the best things I've ever done. I cannot picture my life now without hosting my show or helping people with their shows. I just couldn't imagine it. It was one of the best decisions I made. And I didn't have all the equipment. I didn't have a perfect setup when I started either. I just jumped in there and started doing it. I had literally a 10-year-old MacBook, and that was it. No other equipment at all. No software, anything. And I just figured it out, man.
Wow. That's incredible. So how long have you been podcasting?
Almost 6 years now. It's been a while, man. I've been podcasting since before it was really popular. Like, I've been podcasting so long. I remember telling people I was doing it and they were looking at me like, what, you podcast? Like, when I first got my first sponsor, SeatGeek, and I told my buddies at the gym, like, look, man, I got this sponsor for my show. And they pay me to talk about the Lakers. They're like, what? You get paid to talk about? That's what we do here. And I'm like, yes, it's amazing.
Wow. That's incredible. So you've been podcasting for 6 years. You were afraid that your show wouldn't be good. But, you know, turns out that wasn't the case. The show was great. People are listening. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be doing it. So what would you say is one of the biggest things that you've done in these last 6 years to grow your show?
Oh, that's a good one. And I always tell people this, growing a podcast is not about reaching 50 people at one time. To grow your show, you should try to get one new listener per day. When you're that methodical and focused, what happens is that one listener is going to become a brand ambassador for your podcast. So after one person loves it on Monday, they're going to tell five other people. And then when one person loves it on Tuesday, they tell another five people. And then Wednesday, every day you keep going at it. And next thing you know, you have hundreds of people that like your show because you focused on one per day. And then they told people that they liked or that they were friends with. And then you become referable. Like, I love that my podcast is referable. You know, when people have problems on specific topics, they can send an episode to someone like, oh, listen to this episode. He explains exactly how you can get over that right here. So I would say the best thing I did was I focused on a one-to-one strategy instead of one-to-many.
I like that a lot. I actually have not heard that strategy before put like that. And that's really powerful because too many people focus on just sharing and, you know, getting reviews and stuff and just like, oh, I'm just trying to grow my downloads as much as possible. But if you focus on one person like that, so when you say focus on getting one new listener a day, do you mean like you talk with, like you find someone on say Facebook and you're like having a conversation kind of a thing? Or like, what do you mean?
That's part of it, is being active in certain Facebook groups where your ideal listeners are. It could be connecting with them on Twitter, following hashtags on Instagram, being a part of LinkedIn communities. What you want to do is understand who your ideal listener is and what they're struggling with, because at that point you can always create content that solves their problem. So now if you tweet out saying, oh man, I've had terrible luck with my email marketing, it was just horrible, then I can say, huh, I can record an episode, 5 ways to improve your email marketing. And obviously that episode is going to be something a lot of people need, but I'm thinking about that one person. So now after I record that episode, I send it right to that one person and they're like blown away, like, wow, you're really helping me with this. I appreciate it. That's how you build that one raving fan. And that one raving fan actually turns into like 50. And the beautiful part is, if you want to sell a book or a course or a coaching program or whatever, it gets easier when you do this type of connecting one-to-one, because they know who you are, you built that trust, you're reliable, and they know you know what you're doing because you've already helped them out before. So it does come with social media, like you said, and it's just being a part of the right communities where your ideal listeners are.
And so it's more about engaging with these listeners as opposed to just sharing stuff and putting it out there as much as you can. I mean, that's important, but it's about that engagement. Takes it to that next level is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that sharing stuff, man, it's a big pet peeve of mine. I'm in a couple of Facebook groups and podcasters literally post episode and then right after they post it and it's published, they take the link from their platform and then post it in the group. And they're like, hey, everybody go listen to my show. That's not marketing your podcast. Like you said, that's sharing. You don't know if I'm an ideal listener. I've never heard of you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what your show is about. I don't know who it's for, any of that. So why am I going to go listen? You know, it's just, it's not the best way to build a platform. It's just not going to work. That's really, honestly, and that's what, why a lot of podcasters are exhausted, because they do nothing but share their show and they don't get any results from it.
True. Yeah. Cause I know that's, I mean, it's kind of like, it's a grind to keep on sharing on social media and trying to get listeners that way. But I see the impact of having, of going after one new listener per day. I really, really like that. So to switch gears a little bit, tell us about why you have your podcast. So what is your podcast about and why did you decide to start it?
My show is the Personal Branding Playbook. I've changed the name maybe 5 times. I'm one of those people, man, if I want to do something, I do it. And I have this show because I realize a lot about myself, that I love podcasting and I love entrepreneurship. So I wanted to combine the two. So now my podcast really focuses on helping entrepreneurs live in their greatness. And what that means is really showing people how they can use their podcast to build their brand, to build their business, and create that freedom lifestyle that they want. You know, I love being able to create the content that's going to help people get better at podcasting and build their brand, make a bigger impact on the world, earn more money. All those things come on my podcast. And the difference between my show and a lot of other shows is it's specifically for podcasting entrepreneurs. It's not for people who are doing drop shipping. It's not for the accountant. It's not for you. It's for the person who has a podcast, but it's also building a business. That's what makes the Personal Branding Playbook so great.
So you focus then as well on those entrepreneurs who have podcasts themselves and like taking their podcast and using it with branding?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And really showing them like personal branding is podcasting. Because when you get to know me, one of the first things you're going to know is that I have a podcast. It's very simple, right? Like if somebody meets me in the store or I run into somebody in a gym, they're going to know I host a show. Whether they listen or not, they know that I have a podcast. And when you have a strong personal brand and you start going to events and the right conferences and connecting with people, it will get a lot easier for you to build that show. So the personal branding aspect is a big key element of being a successful podcaster.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot because it's true. I mean, I really like that quote, personal branding is podcasting. And, you know, reverse podcasting is personal branding because it's one of the most personal ways I've found to have yourself out there. Because with a blog, I mean, anyone could have written that post, right? You know, it's but podcasting, I mean, it's just really, it's much more intimate in a very good way.
And I love that part about podcasting because people hear your voice, they can connect with you. And one of the things that I teach my clients is about storytelling. Because telling the right stories is one of the best things you can do on your show. Telling stories to connect with your audience, to be relatable, and really be vulnerable. Because as humans, we like people we can trust and that we relate to. So if you're telling stories about things you've experienced, your failures, your successes, that's going to build your audience faster as well. Because now you're attracting people who have gone through the same things you have, who have similar life experiences. They might be going through whatever that story was you talked about right now, and you telling a story could help them get out of it. So I just think it's so much that we can do being behind this microphone.
Exactly. So what would be one actionable tip as far as, besides of course that was, you know, going after that one new listener per day, do you have any other actionable advice as far as building your personal brand / podcast, you know, at the same time like that?
I would say you got to find out more about your people. The people who you bring value to the most, you need to know more about them. What are they struggling with every day? What makes them happy, right? Like you got to know things that you can really use to tap into them. And understanding their pain and understanding their happiness are two of the things that I think podcasters never think about. They just go and create content. But I know that a lot of podcasters struggle to get downloads. They struggle to grow their show. They struggle to make money from their content. So I can then create content that answers all of those questions. Now, what that does is it builds my brand at a higher level because they look at me and say, wow, he helped me do so many things with my podcast. So understanding their pain and understanding their happiness. And I'll tell you exactly how to do this. Go to Facebook, find at least 5 groups where your ideal listeners are. So if you have a health podcast, go to the nutrition groups, the health groups, the fitness groups. You're going to find your ideal listeners in there. And then you start seeing what they're posting about. What questions are they asking, right? In the search bar, in groups, you can actually search keywords. I love doing this. I can search marketing in a podcast group and then see all of the specific marketing questions podcasters have had in the past 6 months. Like, this is very basic market research that's at a deeper level, and it really, really works for podcasters because, like I said, after you understand what their pain is and their happiness, now you can create content that really serves that.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I really like that. You know, there's so much power in knowing exactly who you want listening to your podcast. So how is it that you can take those podcast listeners, you know, you find your ideal listener, right? You're growing your download numbers. How do you take that? How do you take the podcast and convert it to, you know, cash, to convert it to revenue in your business? I know it's a big, we could probably talk about that for a long time, but you know.
Yeah. And there's really two ways. And I say this all the time. It's only two reasons why people podcast. Either they want to get sponsored or they want to grow their business. I think it's smarter to grow your business because I've been sponsored and there's a ceiling on sponsorships. You can only make so much from a sponsor. They're only willing to pay you so much depending on the downloads. So that part is almost out of your control. Whereas building your business, when you have a product to sell, a service you deliver, you can charge however much you want to. You can take on as many clients and customers as you want to. So for me, the strategy really comes down to On Thursdays for the personal branding playbook, I post what I call action episodes, where solo is just me, usually between 10 and 20 minutes of just straight up solutions for my ideal customers. And what this does is it builds more of that connection and builds that trust. And on every episode, I have a call to action where in the show notes, you can sign up to my mailing list to schedule a call. And that's really the most basic part of the process, is putting out content that is just you instead of you in an interview all the time, because you kind of talk yourself out of your own show. People do this a lot. You would be surprised. And then have a good call to action, man. Tell them, hey, go to the description, sign up this free thing. And it's something that they really want. Having a really powerful lead magnet. Those two steps, man, have made me thousands of dollars. So much so that now I don't even want sponsors anymore. I just want to focus on the content aspect.
That makes sense. Now, I personally see the value in, you know, sharing a lot of, you know, free value through a podcast and whatnot. But some people, I thought of this question anyway, that I think a lot of listeners may be thinking about as well. Are you afraid that if you share all of that value through your podcast, people won't want to then come to you and like purchase your product and service as opposed to just listening to the podcast? What are your thoughts on that?
I get asked that a lot, and I'm never afraid of that because I believe that's a scarcity mindset. I live an abundant lifestyle in every aspect. So me sharing more and more knowledge and more information, like I just did a talk for Ever Gonzalez at the Outliers Podcast Festival, and I gave away a lot of tools and secrets that I've been using for years. And I'm never afraid because I know that, number one, most people don't take action. If something is free and it's available, very few people take it and say, wow, okay, this is really valuable. I'm going to go to the next level with this. Like, a lot of great information is in books. People still don't take action. They can read the book and then they still won't make a move, right? So I'm never afraid for that, number one reason. Number two, I know that I'm teaching people what they need to do. When they pay me, they learn how to do it. That's the difference. I'm teaching you the what, and I'm selling the how.
Right. And even, I mean, in some cases, some people will even teach the how on something like a podcast, but then it comes where, okay, well, the how is usually kind of complicated or it takes a while. And so people are like, I don't want to do this, or I want my handheld through this whole process. Then there's still potential for people to come and pay for your product or service, even if you essentially are giving it all away on the podcast, especially if it's a service.
It's a lot of people that they're willing to pay. Like when I first started podcasting, I had no idea that people would pay thousands of dollars just for the strategies to launch a show correctly. I had no idea. I couldn't have imagined this years ago that people would be paying so much money to launch their show. And it's like, for me, my strategies are different because it's not just launching a podcast for me. I want to help people build a platform, because a platform, you have more leverage, you have more opportunities, you have more power, more control. It's just a lot better. You know, you want to have a platform like Netflix or HBO. You don't want to just have another podcast that's just out there. But yeah, man, people are willing to pay for that handholding or the done for you service.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's exactly what I do. Cause that's what prompted me to start this podcast, was cause I do podcast production for clients, or do the editing and the production and all that kind of stuff. And like, I'm not afraid of, and one of the things I do is I help people through the process of starting a podcast. I'm not afraid to share everything on this podcast and have, you know, guests and have conversations about it, because, okay, yeah, that's great. I mean, you can easily, it's not like it's a secret, you know, you can easily just Google how to start a podcast and it's all there. So I can share all of that, but of course, it's a process, right? Some people are like, yeah, that's fine. Can you just do that for me? And that's, I think there's a lot of power in that. And so, yeah, I know that a lot of people might be afraid of, you know, putting themselves out there like that because, oh, well, then they're not going to come to me for my product or service. But I agree. That's a scarcity mindset. You know, there's enough money for everybody and they'll still come to you, you know, because a lot of times, I mean, I'm, you know, it's like, I could mow my lawn. I know how to, but I could clean my house. I know how to, but why would I want to do that when I could just hire somebody else to do it better than me?
So, right? Yeah. And that's what it comes down to, man. Like, one of my favorite analogies on that is everybody has ran before. We all know how to run. Like, we know how to do it. You can run. If you have to run for your life, you could do it. But if you were going to the Olympics, wouldn't you hire a trainer to help you be in the Olympics and run correctly? That's all it is if you want to do it the right way at the highest level, you got to hire help to make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I could, if I wanted to learn how to play guitar, there is 1,000 YouTube tutorials on how to do it. But having that hands-on instruction from like a private tutor or something like that makes a huge difference. And I mean, a lot, honestly, with a lot of entrepreneurial products and services, especially if it's like a done-for-you service and it takes it another step beyond that, where it's not holding your hand through, it's like, well, here's how to do it. But you could just forget about it and I just do the whole thing for you. And then you know it's done at the highest level. So yeah, I know that's powerful as well. So I want to switch gears a little bit and ask you a little bit about your process. Do you still do every part of the podcast process yourself, or do you outsource any of it?
Oh no, I outsource a lot of it. I think that's really important when you get to a certain level. Like, I don't want to, and now that I have an agency, I don't have time. You know, I just don't have the time to sit and edit my show and then 8 other podcasts that my agency manages. I don't have the time. So I think it's important to outsource, you know, and I would say what podcasters need to do first is hire an editor. Hire an editor to edit your show so it sounds professional. Whether that's just adding intro music, taking out some background noise, maybe removing some ums and ahs, that's going to make your show sound more professional to a potential sponsor, a potential client. And that really matters depending on your goals, but you have to hire an editor as soon as you possibly can.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because a lot of people, when they start a podcast, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like you're an audio engineer, usually. You know, it's not, usually it's kind of, you learn as you go. So if you hire an editor, not only do you save a lot of time as far as not having to learn the whole process, but they're going to do it a lot better. So yeah, I like that a lot. I like that's a good actionable first step.
And I spent some time editing. At one point in time, I was a podcast editor and I was still hosting my own show, but I work with Steve Stewart, the Podcast Editors Club, and a conference. And I was editing for maybe about 4 to 6 months. And I learned a lot about editing and I learned how much I don't like it. Like, it was a good hustle for a small, short period of time, but I'm good. I never want to edit another show again if I don't have to. Like, I have a team now where I can just say, hey, look, I got a new show. This is a monthly package. Send me an invoice. I'm paying you and let's get it going. Like, it just saves me a lot of time.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And it helps save a lot of time, especially for entrepreneurs who are trying to build a personal brand with their podcast. You know, that's a lot of very valuable time. So, Chris, as we start to wrap up the show, I wanted to ask you, and I know I asked this question before as well, but I wanted to ask it in a little bit of a broader sense. For someone who is maybe thinking about starting a podcast, or maybe they already started it, but they're not really doing a whole lot with it, what would you say would be one piece of actionable advice for when they finish with this interview? What can they go and do right now to begin to grow their podcast and bring it to that next level?
To grow their podcast and bring it to the next level. Okay. This is the first thing you need to do is, we already talked about finding your audience and all of that. You need to understand why you're doing this. And what I mean is, you need to really break down, why are you podcasting? Is it more important for you to get sponsors? Do you want to make money through being entertaining, stuff like that? Or do you prefer to build a business? Because if you want to build a business, that's going to be more lucrative for you in the long run. And you're going to even market differently. If you want to just get sponsored, you're going to be looking at downloads every day. You're going to be chasing numbers nonstop. So I think that podcasters really need to take a step back and figure out why they're doing it. Like, why? Like, what business do you have attached to this? I honestly believe that most people should have a business attached to their podcast, because having your own platform like this allows you to attract new customers and clients nonstop. Like one of the things that I do is I have an automatic email set up when you sign up to my mailing list that sends you some of my evergreen podcast episodes, right? I'm always building brand, always. So take a step back and ask yourself, why are you doing this? And it's only two answers: to get sponsored or to build a business. That's it. And once you figure out those two reasons, okay, why this one? Why do you want to build a business? Like, what's the end goal for you? For me, it's freedom. For you, it could be more money. You know, it depends on what it is. But the why part of podcasting is off. Over.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, you need to have the why. Otherwise, I mean, you're probably going to stop producing the podcast at some point, because even if you have someone doing the editing and stuff, you still have to spend the time recording episodes. You still have to pay the guys who are producing the show. And so if you're not, if your heart's not in it, if you don't really know why you're doing it, then you're going to burn out sooner rather than later. So yeah, I really like that. Well, thank you very much, Chris, for being willing to come on and share a lot of this value. There's some really good stuff in there that I am going to implement as well in what I do and how I grow my own podcast. So really, Chris, thank you so much.
Man, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. If anybody does want to find me anywhere online, I'm on social media. You can hit me up there. I answer messages. I'm not hard to contact. My website is thecoachchris.com. You can go there, schedule a call, or follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at @thecoachchris_.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the Path to Podcast Success Show. If you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review, letting us know what you think of the show so we can bring you the most value we can from these expert podcasters. Your support helps us reach more people looking to step up their podcast game so that they can continue to grow their brand and spread their message. So, again, thank you for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success, and we'll see you in the next episode.